Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by a phenomenal crew tonight, my co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen diva. It is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to everyone that is tuning in, whether you're joining us online by chat, or you're on the phone, or listening online. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Big hugs and kisses and all that great stuff. And we're excited, you know, many people are saying, okay, well, it's Valentine's Day, and some people are out, and as I just posted on Facebook, I said, you know what, if you're at home tonight on Valentine's Day, you are so lucky. You are so fortunate because we have an amazing group of individuals that will be joining us for tonight's show talking about, no, not couples, but we're going to be talking about the single life. We're going to be talking about being single but not alone. So we're really excited about this topic. Of course, it's a lot of fun to have these discussions when we have some really cool and wise and insightful people joining us on the guest panel. And as you guys will hear throughout the show, I mean, these people that are joining us are just phenomenal in their own right as far as the information that they'll be sharing. Really, we're talking about our own personal experiences. But as we say all the time with Mindshift Talk Radio, you want to come to this show, you want to tune in with an open mind, an open ear, and an open heart, because you will hear different perspectives, varying perspectives, and it may not be something that you necessarily agree with, but we guarantee by the end of the show, who comes with it, wow, but by the end of the show, you will say, okay, that was interesting, I can see it that way, or maybe I can think about it this way. So that's really what the goal and the purpose is for tonight's conversation, is just to get you to think outside of the box. We're going to look at Valentine's Day from a different perspective. And at the end of the night, you know, it's just going to be a great aha moment for all of us that are involved. So for those of you that are listening in, if you'd like to have any, if you want to ask any questions, if you have any comments, any concerns, we ask that you call us at area code 347-989-0206. So if you have any questions for the guests, please feel free to give us a call. If you're not comfortable calling in, you're more than welcome to ask your questions via the chat room. So that's at mindshifttalkradio.com. So just to tell you guys a little bit about the special guest that we have on the show tonight, I'm going to give you a brief overview of who we have joining us on the show tonight before I pass it on to my co-host. Now, the first individual, very lovely, upbeat personality, have not had the privilege of meeting her face-to-face yet, but just really been following some of the things that she's been posting on Facebook. Some of you guys may be familiar with her on YouTube, with her videos, and also you may be familiar with a couple of the books that she's written. One of our guests is going to be Neely Terrell. For those of you that are on Facebook or Twitter, you may know her as Neely B. But Neely Terrell is an author, very passionate about her writing, and she's passionate about relationships and people. And she's also the author of two books, one of which is entitled Dumped and Delivered, Seeds to Uplift the Brokenhearted, Single and Committed. Now, I know that was a mouthful, but that's just to show you how deep she is with this stuff. So that's definitely going to be one of our experts on the panel tonight. We also have one of my good friends, very close friends, so blessed to have her in my life, business development coach, trainer, professional, just all that, and then some. You guys may have seen her on Facebook as well, and you've probably come into contact with her at different business events and so forth, but her name is Miss Lashay Primus. On Facebook, she's Shay Primus. And then also, we have joining us, this is a very long-term friend and very active individual. When I say active, he's actually an actor. And so he has a great personality. He's been in various movies, including, like, if you guys want to go way back, we can go all the way back to, like, Boys in the Hood. but you can find him on Facebook. His name is Mr. Kareem Grimes. So we have Kareem joining us as well. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by someone that's been on here before, Mr. Quentin McCall. For those of you that are not familiar with Mr. McCall, he was on the show probably, I think it was probably like last month, when we did another show with the men talking about the male perspective of relationships. And he's a certified life coach, a relationship coach as well. And so he coaches individuals in business as well as in their personal lives, talking about financial health and emotional health and spiritual health. So Mr. Quentin McCall will be joining us later in the show as well. So that was the whole lineup. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Billy and Dr. Isle just to talk about what the topic is going to be tonight, and then we'll pass it over to our panel.
That was a great intro, Stacey.
Awesome. I didn't get to do your introduction, Billy, but, you know, I pretty much figure that everyone knows who the motivational minister is, so I apologize for not doing a great, you know, introduction for you, but we love you nevertheless, though. So.
You did a good job, but you said Lachey's name wrong. You can't just say Shea Primus. You just kind of say it like that. You got to say Shea Primus. You got to put emphasis on it.
Primus.
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 There you go, Shea Primus. Okay. You know, you got to put some power
Primus.
Into that name.
Yeah, okay, Shea Prime Time Primus.
Shea,
like, how about
Shea
that
Primus.
One?
Shea Primus. You can't even get
it.
Emphasis
on that.
Okay, yeah, I got to put the
okay.
little oomph on it. I put the little oomph on
yeah,
it. So, okay,
right.
That's my girl. Okay, Shay, I love you. All right, so welcome to all of our guests. I was passing it over to Billy, but let me just say welcome to all of you. It is definitely an honor to have all of you guys joining us tonight. You
yeah,
can say,
definitely.
Oh, thank you and all that. You guys can say thank you now. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I know Billy is going to bring it as always because he stays ready as the motivational minister. So tonight, I'm really excited because we know that really being your own Valentine's Day starts with you got to be your own Valentine first and foremost. Because love is something that we feel for ourselves. We got to feel it for ourselves before we could seek it from others. So I'm really excited about the panel because they're going to bring the whole shift, the whole mind shift about what it is to really be, you know, what it means to be single and stop jumping into the hype and of Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's bigger and better than that. And I know that they're definitely going to share some good tips for us tonight. So I'm excited about this show.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited, too, man. We got some heavy hitters on the show tonight. And I think before we even get on the subject of singleness, let's first talk about what singleness is not, because there's a lot of misconceptions of singleness. Singleness is not being incomplete until you find a mate. That's one thing. Singleness is not a pit stop on your way to a successful marriage. You know, singleness does not equal loneliness. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. Singleness is not a bad or negative thing. It's not a disease. And also, singleness is nothing to be ashamed of. You know, so many times, I know that myself as a single, so many times people hear that you're single, and the first thing they want to do is hook you up with somebody. And the reason they do that is because in their mind they think singleness equals loneliness, and they think that you're alone and that you need help. And I often say, you know, I'm not single because of a challenge. I'm single because of a choice. And that's the thing that we want to show tonight. So I think the first thing we need to start off this conversation is let's talk about this misconception of singleness. Anybody want to jump in on that?
Yeah.
Kareem,
the myth of, I think a lot of people, I think you touched on it, you know, a lot of people think you're single because, you know, you just may be having, you know, bad luck or whatever, or just the dating scene is not good. But I think, you know, it is by choice because that's the good thing about life and what God has done is He gave us choice. So we can either be with somebody or we can be with, you know, be with somebody. But I think being single is a good thing because it allows you to work on yourself, better yourself. So You know, sometimes God puts you in that place to where you need to be single because, he's allowing you to work on yourself. So when he, pairs that mate for you, you're going to give them 110%. So I think being single, at a point where I was single is really working on myself. What can I do to make myself a better person? What can I do to, attract the person that is for me? So that time is to really work on yourself. And I think it's a beautiful thing for you to be able to, to work on yourself. And sometimes it gets where, a relationship takes time. It is a job. And I think that, with that time, it allows you to kind of look at things that, hey, maybe you didn't like about yourself that you can be able to fix.
Mm-hmm. That's good, brother. Oh, Kareem, bringing it. I ain't met you yet, Kareem. How you doing? It's a pleasure. You speaking my language. You speaking knowledge. All right, Neely, you about to say something.
Yes. This is Neely Terrell, Neely B. And I've answered a lot of questions of why are you single and are you single. And a lot of people equate singleness to being unhappy. Now, we do have unhappy moments, and we have times where we want someone, we want to spend time with a significant other, but I don't understand why people always assume that because someone is single, they're unhappy with it. Now, me, I am content with it. I'm open to change, but I don't know why that is always assumed. Like you said, Billy, you said people are always compelled to pair you up with someone else. As if being with someone else will make a person complete. But until they're complete with their own selves, then they'll never be complete.
Mm.
But then can a person be completely complete? Everything is like points. It's like you can always ask questions about something. There's always a question on the end of everything, actually. But you can work towards your own completion while you're single. Because when you're with someone else, it's like when you want someone else to fill your voice, that'll never happen. Because at some point, that other person is going to let you down. And it's unintentional, but we're all human here. So we have to lean on something that's bigger than our own selves.
Right.
So another person doesn't complete you, they compliment you. That's good.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
I have to share this. This is because I was practicing this conversation before, and I was talking about how people always, some people think that, 50-50 makes 100%, or two halves make a whole, but sometimes it's just two halves squished together.
Mm.
In the end, it's still going to be some halves up in here. Sorry, my southern roots coming through, but... Yeah, so it's not two halves don't always make a whole.
Hmm.
Sometimes just two halves squished together.
I want to jump. This is Shay. I want to jump in on that, and I totally agree with the other guests. And I just want to add that I was a serial monogamer.
Uh-huh.
Have never. Never been alone. Like, I would jump from one relationship to the next. One would end, and a couple weeks later, I'm in another one. And I realized that was unhealthy, and I was doing that because I was incomplete, and I was looking for somebody else to fill a void that they couldn't fill. That's why I would cut them off easily, because they weren't the missing link.
Mm-hmm.
Things discovered in this time of self searching and just meditating and spending time with God is, it's about
You still there, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, we lost you for a minute.
When you think about Adam, he had been spending time with God in the cool of the day. He had a relationship with God when God said, it is not good for man to be alone. But many of us don't spend that time with God alone. And alone is all one. It's complete, full. It's not fragmented or incomplete. It's complete. And I am just in a process of getting myself complete.
and understanding, if we say this was a bad relationship, okay, well, what did you do to attract that bad relationship to you? And if you don't spend that time of purging and soul searching, then you're going to continue the pattern. So what I'm doing is just a period of just evaluating myself, you know, and the negative things that I've attracted to myself, and what can I do differently, and just getting myself complete. I think that's a process in itself. A lot of times people are not in relationship, but they're not single because they're not all one. They're not complete. They're scattered all over. They're, you know, their heart is with this person, their body's still with this person, their mind is still with that person. And you got to bring all those components together right into yourself and be complete. That's my 2 cents on that.
Mm. Right.
You know, everybody touched on this part that I think I need to say. Marriage is not the cure for loneliness. Everybody kind of touched on that. You know, a lot of times we feel like if somebody's lonely, our answer or remedy for them is to hook them up with somebody or get them married. You know, it's impossible to be married and be single, but it is possible to be married and be lonely. And if you get married lonely, more than likely you're going to end up in that marriage lonely. The marriage is not going to cure it. It's not the remedy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I was reading this book. Actually, it's only 52 pages. It's this is Neely. It's called Being Single and Satisfied. And the writer was saying that the worst you could be is married and miserable, or married and lonely. You know, let me get my words together. Okay, when you're single and miserable, the reason why you're miserable is because you don't have anybody. You don't have anyone to share your time with. But the worst is being married and miserable. So it's better to go ahead and just be single and just spend time with self and just filter out all the emotions you need to so that you can be in the right place when you get married. When you're with someone, you know, any battles that you've had that before with your own self. So go ahead, be miserable by yourself, so you won't bring that into your relationship or your marriage.
I was just going to say, to that point, anything that you're dealing with, struggling with as a single, this is the time to get it together. For example, dealing with lust, you need to handle that as a single person, because all you're going to do is bring that into the marriage, and that's going to manifest into adultery. That's going to manifest into pornography, into lusting after other people. So you got to deal with those things as a single person. This is the time to confront yourself and say, okay, self, what are some things I need to work on? This is that time that you get those things together, because it's not going to just go away magically because you say I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let me point this, Billy, let me point out another thing, because we call the show, one of the subtitles to the show is the difference between being single and alone. And when we're talking about alone, we're meaning in the sense of loneliness or being lonesome. That's like one of the definitions of it. Actually, even another definition means incomparable. But the word singleness or single, let's talk about what being single is, and y'all kind of touched on that. So what is being single? What does a person need to do in this single stage? You know, I know one of the definitions for single is separate, unique, and whole. And I've heard a couple of y'all mention, I know Shay mentioned about being complete and being whole, and this is the time to become whole. Not perfect, but whole, because if you're not whole, you're not whole if you're dealing with loneliness, you know. You're not whole if you're still broken from a past relationship, or you're not whole or complete if you haven't taken the time to heal from a previous divorce. So it's important to make for yourself to become whole and complete, and it's also important to find someone else who's whole and complete and content in their singleness, because like Neely was saying earlier, you know, we need to quit looking for another half, but instead we need to find another whole. Because a winning woman doesn't want a half a man, and a real man doesn't want a half a woman.
Amen, amen.
So you said the question was, what is being single? What are you supposed to be doing while you're single?
Yeah, what is single, like for the person that's listening that this is new to them, what is being single? What do they need to be doing in this state? because one of the most frustrating comments that single people make that are frustrated, their comments are, number one, their biggest frustration is their desire for the mate, number one, and number two is the delay. And so what do they need to be doing? Because a lot of people are so fascinated with the dream of the future marriage that they neglect to live right now.
Right.
You know, there's so much to life right now. So what do they need to do rather than just sitting here complaining and whining about a mate? You know, I posted on Facebook today, I said singleness is not the time to whine, but it's the time to shine. You know, so what can they do right now rather than just sitting there hoping and, I mean, in this lonesome state, desiring a mate and crying? So what can they do to become complete? What can they do to become whole?
Well, this is Neely talking. This is the time where the single person or the unmarried person should set the bar really high for themselves. For me, at the beginning of the year, I always say I'm going to find 20 more hobbies. And I think this is the time where we should be getting to know ourselves more. Some people don't like to spend time with themselves. You know, the time they could be spending with themselves, they could be spending it with someone else. But, you know, this is the time where you're supposed to be finding more things to get into, discovering new talents, seeing what else you can do, finding another favorite color, something random. Be random with yourself. That's my point there. Like, set the bar really high with yourself. Always find something to do. It's always something.
Hey, is Quentin on the line?
No, Quentin will be joining us later on in the show.
Okay. Kareem, where you at, brother? I want to hear from you again, brother.
Yeah, I think everybody's hitting it, you know, on the nose. I think a very good point is definitely spending time with yourself. But I think if you have a friend, you know, I like to call iron sharpens iron. You know, you have something that you're held accountable for, and vice versa. I think, you know, with that friendship, you know, I think it helps you in becoming a better person. And getting to know yourself, because if somebody that holds us accountable, therefore, you know, we know that we have to answer to them at the end of the day, and you know that we can't go off and tear off and do old things, you know, as we did before. So I think, you know, I think for me, having somebody in the Word and having somebody that's definitely on the same page as me and something that. Be accountable for and vice versa definitely helps that person. You know, because if there's anything that's going on, you can be able to pick up the phone, what's going on, and you know, be able to talk about it and say, you know, what's the bigger picture here? What are we trying to do for the long term? And and be able to stick to that. So I think that helped me. You speak from experience, that helped me a lot.
Awesome. I think there's someone that's probably tweeting or in the chat room where I'm right now. We can hear all the typing in the background. So please just mute your line out if possible. I'm sorry, Billy, but go ahead. I couldn't hear the end of what Kareem was saying. So.
I was saying, you know, somebody that you know, that holds you accountable. And like I said, vice versa, I think that helps. And that's speaking from experience.
Having the accountability partner. Awesome.
Exactly. And, you know, nothing is wrong with being single. You know, I think it's, like we all talked about, I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to, you know, look within yourself and be able to discover things and to be able to work on yourself to be a better person, you know, because I think you touched on it. You know, nobody wants a half of a man, or half of a woman. So I think.
And I wanted to touch on something. I'm sorry. I wanted to touch on something that Neely said earlier with that as well, when she was talking about how, you know, you can be unhappy even in a relationship when you guys were talking about coming together, both being whole. And I thought about that because I know yesterday, for example, I was sharing this with some folks today at church when my pastor was talking about it. And I want to know what your thoughts are on this, because I know we're talking about the Word and so forth. And one thing that he said that was interesting yesterday, we were talking about Valentine's Day, and he said it's so funny that when it comes to our relationships, we'll seek the world for our advice, but we won't seek the word for our advice. And so it goes back to what you were just talking about, right, with the accountability and also with just having someone that you can talk to or having those groups of individuals that you can talk to that can give you wise counsel and not just counsel based on their own experiences. Because it's easy for us to get caught up in our own experiences when we're giving it, you know, quote-unquote advice to friends and family. And so what do you guys think about that as far as where we go to get information, especially in terms of your relationship, but also even in that single life and in that walk?
Well, to that point, I'm sorry, go ahead, Billy.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, to that point, according to the word, as singles, we should be married to Christ for those who are Christians. And understanding what that means, being married, when you think of being married to Christ, our concern, as the word says, should be the church and should be how we can please the Lord. That should be our number one concern. And so many people don't have that process of understanding how to please God, how to be married to God. They're never married to God, but then they want to get married to somebody else. And then they want to run to God when they have a problem in their marriage, but they never spent that time with God to begin with. So I think in this period of being single, back to Billy's point, we should be, in the meantime, developing ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And so many people I know who are single are out of shape, overweight, letting themselves go, but they're talking about they want a man, they want a woman. Get yourself together. This is the time to get your finances together, get your body together, get your health together. You need to be in the Word, get your spirit life up, your prayer life up. You need to learn how to cover your mate. You know, I want to cover my, I'm praying for my mate right now to the point I want to know how to cover him so he don't have a cold. He look like he's sniffing. I want to be in warfare covering him. You know, I think that's what we need to be learning how to do, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, getting ourselves together. Now, if we do that, and also psychologically, don't be afraid to go get counseling. Like, just go see a psychiatrist. Go get some counseling. We have issues and baggage from our upbringing that this is the time to address all those things so that when you come to somebody, when God does present your husband, your wife, you can say, hey, these are some things I've been doing in the meantime to get myself together so I can bring something to the table. This is what I'm bringing to the table.
Amen.
Amen. Put that fire down, Say.
Around
over here.
Yeah, that is, once again, she definitely hit on a lot of it. I think, you know, that single time, and you said seeking wise counsel, just be careful, because you may have friends or just people that, you know, the tongue is very powerful. The tongue is very, very powerful. And all it takes is a couple of words to really get that person off track and back to their old self of doing things out of themselves. But I think, you know, if you are into the word, and like you said, being married to Christ, your mental, your physical, and your spiritual, as well as your financial. You know, there was a time where once I got out of a relationship, it was always funny that once you always get out of that relationship, you go to the gym more often, you know, you train more, you know, you're going to church and things that make you bettering yourself. But it's like, what happened when you were in that situation? And not keeping that up. But, you know, when you have that time, you definitely want to work on your mental, physical, and spiritual. Because if you're asking for these things, are you really prepared to receive them? Or can you receive them? If once you receive them, can you know how to treat them and handle them? So I definitely feel that you have to. You know, I always tell people, you know, sitting around doing nothing is not going to change. You have to go to put in the work to make it happen.
Right. And I always talk to people who ask me, this is Neely. I don't think we have to keep saying this is Neely or this is whoever. But I'm always talking to I'm always talking to people who have issues going on. Like I'm a very spiritual person, and I ask the Lord to just send people my way if they need help. And once I opened that window, I got all kinds of inbox messages that ended with the word help at the end. And these were situations that I had never gone through, but I could appeal to them, or I could understand where they were coming from a spiritual perspective. And I was able to give them advice from what I learned from my spirit and also from the word, because we have to seek something that's bigger than ourselves, which is God. We have to lean on more than our own understanding. So this is just me thinking about the time I talked to someone who said that, you know, you can't be single and give married people advice. And I think that if you are a child of God, you don't have boundaries. You're not in a cage. You're not limited just because you don't have experience. So that's me relating to the wise counsel, too. The person should be able to relate to your situation from a spiritual perspective instead of their own experiences. Because, yes, testimonies are great, and other people's experiences are helpful, but if you can't give them sound advice to move forward in a relationship or whatever, then you can't relate to them.
And there is some form of knowledge you need to learn before you get married. So it's not like a single person is totally ignorant of marriage. Some experiences you might can't explain, but
mm-hmm.
I feel that you should know what a marriage is, what a husband is, and what a wife is long before you get married.
Right.
I like what Shay was saying about, I got to point this out, how she said she was praying for her mate, yet she doesn't even know him. Like,
right.
She's not with him right now. So she's already preparing, and preparing is one of the ways to fight for your family. And I always say, if you're not willing to fight for your family before you get married, you won't fight after you get married. And so this is one of the main things in your singleness, is to get ready. And, so ladies, go ahead, comb your hair now. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't wait till he show up. Comb your hair now.
At gym right now.
Right.
You are so silly.
Right.
But, you know, you're right, and that preparation piece is so important. I love when Lachey said that, and that's why I wanted to hear what her response was to that. I pretty much know her stance. I'm a little biased. But, yeah, I thought that was really important just to address that. And also, as I mentioned to you guys earlier, that we would be having Quentin McCall, an actual relationship coach. And counselor and motivational speaker. He has a great website, QuentinMcCall.com. He has tons of great information and free information that you can find on his website. And he had just a blog just last week talking about that, talking about relationship, and he was addressing some of the parts in terms of preparation before going into relationship. And we have Quentin McCall on the line with us. Quentin, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this topic. I know you've been listening, so what are your thoughts?
I think the most common problem I see as it relates to being single is people have to learn how to be alone. I think that's the fundamental thing I see, you know, being in ministry, you know, even teaching this every Sunday at church. I think that's the fundamental problem I see. People don't know how to be alone. I mean, to be truly single, you have to be complete, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, and don't have a dependence on anyone. One of the greatest things I love about the story of Adam is that God had him in the garden, you know, working, naming things, discovering things, doing everything that God called him to do. God had to actually interrupt Adam to let him know that he even needed any help. So as when we're single, we need to be going about doing the business of God and working. And as we follow the road of Christ and walk the road of God, that is the time in which we shall meet the one God has called for us. See, we don't find our mates off the road of God. We find him on the road of God. And that comes from learning how to be alone. The whole concept of a healthy concept of a relationship need to be people need to understand that we all going to struggle with certain feelings of insecurities and, you know, dealing with our emotional issues. That's all part of bringing that to the table. I mean, that's all a part of unpacking that baggage and being transparent. But we need to understand that a healthy self-love is critical to loving anyone else. And I don't think that you're ready to be married, or I don't think you're ready to be in a relationship until you can learn how to be alone. And once you can learn how to be alone, then you're ready to love someone.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
that goes back to it. And Quentin, if you don't mind sharing, because I know I talked about the blog that you had on your site the other day, if you don't mind sharing with those that are not your friends on Facebook some of the things that you were discussing in that.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the 68% of Black Men and Women blog?
Mm-hmm. That was a great catch right there, because I was looking to see the 68%. Yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah, well, in that blog, I was talking about the aspect of, you know, in single in relationships. I feel that we don't understand the concept of how to discern, you know, the course of which God has called us to go in relationships. We have too many people not taking the time to really get to know people. You know, we're rushing into relationships. We don't have a sense of knowing how to just take our time, just relax, be cool, just get to know each other. It's like every time, you know, not everyone we meet has to be a dating partner or someone that we should look at to be with romantically. You know, it might be an opportunity for us just to get to know someone and be blessed and connected in some way divinely. So I talk mostly about that blog and not having the attitude of always when we do get in relationships be in a rush to let go. Because every time things get hard, difficult, or we challenge, we want to run and let go of the relationship and try to run to something else. You can't have fulfilling relationships if you run every time something is hard, is difficult, and challenging. You won't develop the ability to learn how to love unconditionally. So we have to learn how to work together and develop things over time as one and appreciate the differences and respect the differences we have.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious because now, we've used the word alone in two different ways. And so just so the people listening won't get confused on the terminology. Like when we first talked about the show, we said we learn how to be single but not alone. And we're talking about alone in that statement, meaning loneliness in more of a negative term when you study that word out. And then singleness we're referring to, like, pretty much what you're saying is being whole within yourself and being complete within yourself. And just so people won't be confused when they say, okay, is it good to be alone or is it not good to be alone? Is alone a bad thing or is alone a good thing? Right now, I guess the main focus is single is not a bad word versus loneliness, because loneliness is where we will fall at versus single. And it's also on there.
To your point, I say I'm alone but not lonely, and then sometimes people respond to me and say, you're not alone. Now, understand, I know that God is with me. I'm clear on that. I'm in relationship with him, talking to him, spending time with him. I'm clear that I'm not by myself. I just mean alone as in I'm single. I'm all one. I'm complete. I'm working on myself. It's just me, myself, and I. To that point, I'm not in a relationship, so singleness. But no, loneliness is not of God. That you know, that's bringing in a spirit of depression and, you know, woe is me and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. I don't believe in that, in being lonely. Does that mean I don't want a partner? Oh, let me make myself clear. I want a partner. I want to get married. You know, let me make myself clear. But in the meantime, Paul said we have to be content. And what happens is when we don't learn contentment, then that's, you continue to bring and continue to repeat the cycle and bring that stuff, you know, into the next relationship. You have to take some time to examine yourself, examine your stuff. We all have stuff. If you don't ever take the time to examine it and you just keep bringing it to the next relationship and bringing that to the next relationship, you have a whole bunch of stuff, and that's why it don't work out. You know, you really just have to take that time to deal with you, confront yourself. And challenge yourself and rise to the occasion. Like what Neely said, she creates new hobbies, you know, every year, you know, or challenges. Go back to school, you know, just improve yourself. You know, there's so much we could be doing rather than moping around being lonely.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a I'm sorry, I'll let you guys go ahead and finish discussing what Shay just said, and then I do have a question from the chat room when you guys are done, or a comment.
Okay, I was going to say, a lot of times singles have a lot of idle time. And I have met so many who just, they can't even answer 5,000 questions about themselves. And we should all be able to know who we are completely get to know oneself through different activities. And I'll just say I have truly become a better person with me not dating, because I don't even date. I don't even go out. If I know I'm not interested in someone, I'm not going to go out with them just for the sake of dating, because I know what I like. I know what my worth is. So I'm not going to settle for less. So I don't know, before I babble, because I had a point. That ever happened to you all? Like you had a point and you're just going on and you never get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this for the sake of time. To talk about my desperation, I used to be so desperate for a relationship. And I know you all are familiar with people, or you probably had an experience where you kept dating the same type of person and it kept ending the same type of way. And people say you have to look at yourself. Well, who wants to look at their own selves? They're the ones being wrong. They're the ones who are being hurt. How can it be my fault? But with me being single, I know that my problem was my desperation. So I was able to look more at myself. I saw that, okay, I put too much into someone. I put them higher than my own self. I put too much energy into them. So when you are single, when you do spend time with yourself, you find out why relationships ended. And it's kind of crazy, because the only way you can find out why it ended is not through asking the ex, because they may tell you the answer and you still won't get it. The best way to find it is by looking at your own self and spending time with yourself, because you're going to continue to see a pattern here. It's always going to be a pattern. The same person with a different head.
Right. We've heard that before about how you can date the same person just in different bodies, you know, but it's always the same person. But it sounds like, I mean, basically it sounds like the consensus across the board with everything that you guys are saying is that sometimes in order for you to be able to really see who you are in relationship is for you to be able to step out of relationship, you know, to take a step back and look at it from the outside looking in. And then you're able to see not only the other person's errors or flaws or issues or maybe just some things that need to be fixed, but you're able to see those things in your own character. You're able to start to question yourself, and this is where that mind shift piece comes in, because then you have to start to look at your own paradigms and your perception on relationships and how relationships should be founded. You start to look at those kind of things, and then you say, okay, well, I can understand why I respond this way in relationships. And it also goes back to what Quentin was just saying about how people, you know, can get into relationships and not have these conversations, and you can date someone or even marry someone and not know who that person really is, because it's not so much about communicating and talking, but are we asking the right questions? And not only asking the right questions of that person we're dating, but are you asking yourself the right question about who you are? And as Neely just said, she said it's really hard to look in the mirror at yourself and say, wow, you know, that's a flaw, that's a hiccup in my character, maybe I need to fix that. It takes a lot of courage for us to be able to point our own issues out. But it's not until we're able to acknowledge those things and embrace those things in ourselves that we're able to correct them. If you can't acknowledge it, you know, again, like I said, it really takes a level of courage, but there's also this confidence issue. Having the confidence to say, I think you just mentioned something about not feeling like you were equal to that person, or, you know, being able to be in equal relationship with an individual. It goes back to everything you guys have said. If you're not feeling complete, if you're not whole, if you're not 100%, you'll always feel insecure in relationship. You'll be intimidated. And when I say insecurity, I'm not just talking about in terms of the physical aspects of a relationship, because some people think, well, you know, I'm insecure because he or she looks really good and I'm just an average person or whatever, but it's so much more than just the physical aspect of it. There are some people that are insecure in relationship because they feel like they're not at the same place spiritually or mentally. You know, so there's so much more to it. And so it's really important for us to have these kind of conversations. And, again, I'm so thankful for you guys being here, because it's important for us to hear these different perspectives. And I especially like the fact that we can see through this conversation that both men and women agree on the topic. You know, we have Kareem on. He's single, but he's in relationship. He's not just single. He's actually in relationship, but he's able to speak to it because he's had that time to be alone but not alone. He's been able to be by himself but not alone, right? And then you have Neely B just talking, or Neely Terrell, you know, Neely, it's all up, but talking about how she's able to help other individuals. Although she's not in relationship herself, she's still able to bless other people. So we have to understand that we have so much to bring to the table. All of the experiences we've had, whether they've been positive or perceived as negative, help with that testimony. You know, we can listen to Lachey talking about, you know, how much she's growing just being with herself right now, being single during this season in her life, but she's preparing for marriage. But had she not been what she called a serial monogamist at one time, she wouldn't be able to relate to many people. She wouldn't be able to minister to people the way she can right now. It would be hard to connect with her if we didn't have those tough situations and experiences in our lives. And so I said that, I said all that to say this, that despite where you are, there are people at home right now on Valentine's Day that first tuned into the show 45 minutes ago and were probably down about being home on Valentine's Day. You know, they're not in a relationship. They don't have what we say, they don't have a boo to go out with. And they're like, I can't understand why year after year I'm at home. And again, I just encourage you to look at the blessing in this situation. And if you've listened to anything throughout the last 45 minutes, you will see that it is such a blessing for you to be able to have that time with you, to be able to date yourself, to learn more about yourself. And if you want to go look at it from a spiritual perspective, like we said, it's your time to just commune with God and to learn more about yourself through that relationship that you have with him. So I know I said a lot, but it was just there because I was listening to Neely talking and I was taking notes while she was speaking. I was like, you know, everyone's pretty much saying the same thing. We're hearing it from the men, we're hearing it from the women, but I just hope that our listeners are really hearing what's being said on this show tonight. And I believe that you guys are blessing some people because you guys are so insightful. You guys are really dropping some serious nuggets on the show tonight.
Thank you. Can I ask a question, too?
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. This is after you speak, after the speaker that was about to speak. I'm sorry I cut you off. But, Kareem, maybe you can answer this later in the conversation. But when most people talk about singles, they always think about single women. I want to know how men handle their singleness because it's not often talked about, too. So, I interrupted a speaker, but I want you to say your answer or say your response first before Kareem, if that's okay.
Okay, well, real quick, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Real quick, I just wanted to say, for me, and hopefully this helps somebody, my issue was love. I wanted love so bad. I used to say I love love. I love when other people are in love. I just love love. But it was because I wanted love. I wanted love so bad. And one of the things I've discovered in my singleness is to love myself, to understand the way God loves me, and to just allow him to love on me and me love on him. And I realized that is such a key piece because I was expecting people to love me when I didn't love myself, didn't even realize I didn't love myself because I'd never given myself time. I never had time alone with myself to realize I didn't love myself. You see what I mean? I was jumping from one to the next to the next to the next and never realized, hey, you don't love yourself. So I just wanted to add that. And if anybody has been or is in that situation, that you would just stop the madness and take the time to, you know, find out why God loves you and how he loves you. Love on him and love on you. Okay, go ahead, Kareem.
Stop the madness. I love it.
I think a lot of it, too, how I've handled, when I was single, handling my singleness, was I spent a lot of time, just in the Word. You know what I'm saying? I spent a lot of time with God, and I think that's the most important thing that helped me get through it because it allowed me to really, you know, pray on things. Because, you know, before then, you know, I see a woman, I was like lusting. You know what I'm saying? I see a fine woman in 5 minutes, I was falling in love, and it was like, you know what, dude? Like seriously, like there's a problem there. And really being man enough to say, you know what, you have a problem, and being man enough to say, you know what, if I want better, I have to go in and change my thought process. I have to change my thinking. So I think for me, what helped me get through it, like I said, is I actually wrote a couple of things down of what I liked and what I didn't like, what I wanted to change. I went line by line, word by word, and really made a conscious effort and really prayed on it to really make a change. And that's what I did. I think that's what helped me, you know, get to that point in my life where I was just like, you know, let me not do childish things anymore. You know, I'm growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to act accordingly and make a conscious decision to really go on and do things in a correct way. that for me is how I dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've been hearing you guys talking about love and lust, and I know you just mentioned it as well, Kareem, and we're talking about from a male perspective, but how do you overcome that? How do you overcome the lustful desires in order for you to be able to look at relationships different, as well as the way that you you start a new relationship?
I think really just being more into the word, you know, mm-hmm. really praying on it and knowing that this is not right. You know, if I'm going to find a mate for myself, if I'm going to find a woman, you know, I'm asking God for these things, you know, I have to go in and live by his word, you know, because I can't do it by myself. Doing it by myself got me nowhere. And sometimes, we have to submit God's plan and do what he says. Therefore, he's going to be able to give us that mate that we need. So for me, doing it by myself, I was, running into a dead-end wall. So sometimes, we got to say, you know what, man, this ain't working. This is not working, so I got to go in and do it his way.
Right.
If I'm gonna get the mate that I desire and pray for.
Mm. Amen.
Then God writes the love story.
That's it.
Oh, I love that. That's so pretty.
Write it, Lord.
And like the young lady said, you have to prepare now. You prepare as if you have it.
Right. Oh, and I'm sorry, guys. I said there was a comment in the chat room that we needed to address. And see, I got caught up in the conversation.
All right.
No, there was a conversation in the chat room, and it was about baggage. It looks like Jay Simpson and Anthony are going having some conversation in there. But, Jay Simpson said, I'm not sure if everyone looks at relationships like this, but do you think that people today date without realizing that people constantly get with people only to break up? So on a subconscious level, are they developing a spirit of divorce? And so then Jason went on to write, by bringing baggage from previous relationships. And excuse me, I'm really curious to hear what Clinton has to say on this, because I know that you counsel, and you were talking about this, Clinton, but what's some of the baggage that you're seeing, the most common things that people are bringing into relationships and that they're not dealing with before going into relationships when you're having counsel?
That is a big issue. I've always have told people your lack of ability to resolve conflict is one of the key indicators that you will be divorced. Conflict doesn't always equal bad. I think a lot of times that in our society, when we go through conflict in a relationship, we automatically think that, woo, it's bad. Well, conflict can be very healthy if it resolved from a very mature standpoint of being transparent and being open about the conflict and having honest communication about the problems and then discussing it from a healthy point of view. Many times we have in relationships, we have people who are rebounding into other relationships in attempting to heal the pain. Now rebound relationships may numb the pain for a minute, but all it does is delay your healing. So we just have people jumping from one relationship to another and never resolving their issues and their baggage simply because of the fact that they're looking for the next human being to fill the void that they're missing deep on the inside. And that could be sexual. That could be financial. That could be something emotional. It's going to be a variety of reasons why. It could just be from the standpoint of just selfish and they just want love at all costs. And they don't do anything it takes to get it. So everything is all about the motives. Even if your motives are not pure, that's how we always say love is action. Well, love is only action when our hearts are pure. Because if your heart is not pure, love is action is really manipulation. So we have to always judge the motives behind what we do and why we want love and why we want relationships. Because if we don't deal with our hearts and our motives for why we want these things, then all we're doing is just being selfish and using people to get what we want. So common factors that we continue to deal with in relationship, we just have people going from one relationship to the next relationship and they never heal because they're seeking love from other people. See, when you have a lack of affirming love as a child, you'll grow up as an adult seeking to affirm that love because that's what turned me into a womanizer and a player. Because I was seeking to be loved, seeking to be wanted, wanted the attention of a woman. My mama spent, about 25 years in prison, so I never even had a mother, really had a father, so I never had that sense of love growing up. So I wasn't exposed to that, so me becoming a womanizer in the play was my way of seeking out the one to find love. I didn't really want to play these women. I didn't really want to use them. I wanted them to love me, but I never trusted them enough to love me because I didn't love myself. So we have a lot of people out there doing the same thing. So having women in the United States and internationally, because I was a real big-time player. So when I speak from the standpoint of relationships and what women do, and usually as a player, you prey on the emotional women, the women who want to be loved at any cost, the women who just want, just like the female just stated, I love love. That's what a player looks for. He looks for and smells and senses for the women who are needy and want to be loved, because he can manipulate and abuse and take over her mind because she want to be loved at all costs. And if a true and a player out there who has knowledge of thinking, well, you know, if I show her that I love her, she's going to believe that I love her. But in actuality, his actions may say love, but in his heart, he's just manipulating you because he knows you believe that if he winds you and dines you and does things for you, that you're going to believe that he really wants you. But it is all a game. This is why I tell women, take your time, wait, and when brothers come at you, trying to wind it down you real fast, it's not a good sign. A real brother who's really interested in you, he ain't trying to spend money on you real fast. He ain't trying to take you out real fast. He's trying to sit down, talk to you on the phone to get to know you before he spend one quarter on you. That's real.
Wow.
It is.
You just led into a whole another conversation. That's a whole another show.
Part two. We did a part two.
Right.
Right.
Three more minutes.
That right
well,
there
guys,
was
we are coming up. We're coming up at the end of the hour now, so and this happens every time. It happens every week, right? It's like we get to the end and somebody will just drop them like, ooh, that's for part two. That's for part three and part
four. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I thank you guys again. You know, we do thank you guys for taking the time to be here with us tonight. Again, our guest, our special guest panel tonight, Mr. Quentin McCall, Ms. Lachey Primus, Neely Terrell, also known as Neely B, and Mr. Kareem Grimes, all joining us tonight. So thank you guys so much for being here with us. We only have a couple of minutes, and I will pass it over to Dr. Ayo and Billy for any closing thoughts, and then we'll also get the contact information for our guests.
Okay, I just want to say I saw this lady, just talked to this older lady that dropped a nugget to me once, and she said that don't settle, make sure you marry the right person because you'd rather be single than to wish you were single.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All righty. Dr. Ayo, you have anything? We may have lost Dr. Ayo. Okay. Well, contact information, I know we're all on Facebook. As I said, for Quentin McCall, you can find him online at QuentinMcCall.com. Kareem, if you don't mind just sharing your contact information with the listeners.
You can reach Facebook, Kareem Grimes, K-A-R-E-M, as Mary, G-R-I-M, as Mary, E-S. Also on Twitter, The Real Kareem G. Kareal Kareem, KAREMG on Twitter.
Friday. And we can also find Miss Lachey. Shay, you're on Facebook as well under Shay Primus, right? It's under Shay Primus.
Yeah, and that's Shay, S-H-A-E, Primus, P-R-I-M-U-S.
All right. And Miss Neely B., how can we find you?
Yes. Neely B, N-E-E-L-Y-B-E-E, on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter, The Brown Orange, T-H-E-B-R-O-W-N-O-R-A-N-G-E, The Brown Orange. Okay.
Awesome. Well, again, we thank you guys for being here. And, again, we will invite you to come on for another episode of Mindshift Talk Radio because you guys are awesome tonight. So we thank you for spending Valentine's night with us. This has been great. And we thank you, all of you that have joined us in the chat room and also have tuned in. We ask that you continue to join us week after week. We're going to have a phenomenal show next Monday night, same time, 10 p.m., as we'll be celebrating successful women in business. So be sure to join us there as well.
Also find us on Facebook at Mindshift Talk Radio on Facebook. So as always, be blessed, be encouraged, have a phenomenal week, and we'll speak to you guys next week. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Mindshift Radio.